A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Welcome. Yes.
Hope you've all recovered.
Well, look, it's...
Or still going. Yeah. Some of you are probably still going.
I would imagine. Good on you. Recovery's not happening for a while yet.
No.
For many. So it is double demerits, remember that.
Yeah.
I was reading... they reckon about $1 billion wasted on Christmas gifts this year, according to a survey.
Every year they're wasted, aren't they?
Well, they say more than 7 million Aussies say they don't expect to use some of the stuff that they've received. And
yeah.
they've done a quick back of the envelope calculation. They reckon it estimates to around $980 million worth of stuff that won't get used, according to the Australian Institute. So whilst lots of people like to give, there are plenty that would just be like, you don't need to.
You don't need to.
really
I know.
Don't.
It's hard, isn't it? It's like little bits and bobs that you just get because you probably should just get gift cards or something instead. Or
there is really, I mean, maybe I don't know what your attitude about cash is, but gift cards definitely. Like, there's nothing, if you know the store where they're going to go.
A lot of people, like, when you're giving a gift card, you feel stingy, but I have never turned my nose up at a gift card.
No. Nah.
Never ever have I gone, that's a bit crap. Like, I don't want that gift card. No way.
Just a thought. Just putting it out
there. Yep.
December 27 has been declared National Fruitcake Day in the US.
Really?
Now, given the amount of fruitcake potentially, but certainly, I mean, I count plum pudding as essentially like a...
So I was thinking, all the cakes that you've just had are basically fruitcake, aren't they?
Silly, given all of that in the last 48 hours, it seems highly unnecessary. Unless they're just encouraging us to get into the leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. Get rid of them.
But it doesn't say that. Like in the description. So I'm going to take it as that. Use it as another incentive to get some leftovers into
you. Finish that food off.
So much custard in our fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. We have like barely any leftovers.
Really?
All of our family must be guts. Scoffed everything.
I'm in heaven. Seriously. It's so nice to open the door and go, which custard will I have today?
A couple of good news stories. Most of them are wildlife related, actually,
well,
that I've been
good.
Doing like recently.
And let's be fair. People aren't good news generally, are they?
No, they're not really. They usually cause the bad news.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, sure, there are exceptions, but safer to stick with animals.
So there's a notorious... I guess an animal jail. They've called it the whale jail here. And the Russian government this year finally released the last group of animals that were in this whale jail.
Right.
So it's an aquarium, if you want to say. But there was 100 beluga whales and orcas held
100?
In them.
That's an 100. Enormous. Must have been an enormous bunch of... Is it pools or was it like a...
I'm not sure how big it is.
A fenced-off, like, sea area? Or?
Yeah, it says aquarium, so I guess they were legally caught and put in there. So, they must have been jammed in there, wouldn't they?
Poor things.
100 beluga whales and orcas, they were held in this... I don't want to say the bay because there's a lot of letters in odd places and I cannot pronounce that.
So, I'm guessing what they've done is
Russia's Far East, just say that.
They put barriers up in the bay so that they
basically
restricted them in a little area.
Yeah, illegally caught them and, look, they were obviously suffering in these poor, poor things. But, this year they were all released and the whale jail has been stopped. So, that's one good thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look
free
forward.
The whales.
Yeah, free the whales is nice. All right. So definitely we can go there now and feel, you know, if we want to go and make it a touristy spot, we can feel good about checking it out.
Yeah, if you can pronounce it, I'm sure you'd be able to get there.
Okay.
Probably, work on that first.
Probably under your tourism section, don't Google whale jail or maybe you should.
Yeah.
Okay, Google whale jail.
Whale jail. No, don't do that.
A six-year-old from London reportedly found a note in her Christmas card that she bought from Tesco, which is, you know, supermarket chain over
there.
The note said foreign prisoners in a Shanghai prison were being forced to work against their will. Apparently the card read, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai's Qingpu prison in China."
Ooh.
Forced, I had to go and look Qingpu. Up that pronunciation, yes. Uh-huh. "Forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify human rights. Use the link to contact Mr. Peter Humphrey."
Wow, okay, that seems
The note
disturbing.
Had the internet address of a Financial Times interview with Peter Humphreys, a former journalist and corporate fraud investigator. Now, Tesco said they inspected the factory where the cards were made last month and found nothing untoward. So, if that's a joke, it's a very odd...
I feel like it's not.
...and detailed one, yeah.
Where's the laugh in that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we've discovered where Santa's now outsourced his workshop.
Oh my God, Santa's elves.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Reporting live from the fringe, Nikki Parkinson.
From the fringe?
Yeah, that's right, from your hairdo.
Okay. Kylie Minogue is the face of Australia as a part of a new ad campaign aimed at getting British tourists to pack their bags and travel to the land down under. This ad cost around $15 million and wow. is to encourage our UK mates to forget their troubles, e.g. Brexit, and escape to the easygoing land of Australia. The ad features Kylie, of course, Shane Warne, Ash Barty, Ian Thorpe and Adam Hills. Eddie Perfect actually created the lyrics and music. For this song, which is called Mate Song.
Yes, we know you love your fish and chips and your curries.
But hey, that's no worries.
Good crops guarantee.
Negotiating tricky trade deals is a shocker.
But look, there's a quokka, and that's what you need.
A quokka is really what you need.
And bread.
We'll go to the beach,
then tuck you in bed.
Now, I saw that without the sound. I didn't realise it was all sung.
It is very good. Very, very good. It's about 3 minutes long, so...
That's just a snippet.
You need to watch it. There's a lot of people in there, and it's very, very good. Now, Jay-Z is suing an Aussie mum for using his lyrics in her children's books, AB to Jay-Z, which is a picture book to help kids learn the alphabet using famous rappers for each letter of the alphabet.
Right.
So I don't know why Jay-Z is being a bit of a party pooper here. The line is Z... or Z is for Jay-Z, and he has 99 problems, but his ABCs ain't one. Of course, a variation on this lyric.
I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. Hit me.
And also at the back of the book, she's written, if you're having alphabet problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but my ABCs ain't one. Jessica Chia is the lady who wrote the books, and her brand is called The Little Homie. And, of course, she's now having to go to court with Jay-Z.
It seems strange.
It's very, very odd. And he's saying that his trademarks have been infringed, and he's asked her to stop selling the book. Why would you do that? You got enough money, man.
It's like it's sincere. It's one it's flattery, if nothing
it
else.
It is. There's like cartoon images of them in the book too. Look, I don't know. I think I'd be flattered and think it was funny. I don't know why.
And no one else has had any issues with it, obviously.
No, I mean, yeah, obviously there's a whole alphabet full of rappers and he's the only one that's had an issue so far.
Oh,
anyway.
Just chill, Jay-Z. It's Christmas. Let it go.
I would buy the books. They're pretty cute.
Let's go and buy them.
Let's go.
Immediately.
Yes, let's buy like 500 copies.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.